This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are back with Rob Raines and Alvin Reed. Yeah, I want to ask you, I know the Cardinals have a franchise, face of the franchise first baseman, a perennial all-star in Paul Goldschmidt. But they gave up Luke Voit, who's going to the All-Star game with 17 home runs. And they also gave up Tommy Pham, who may end up doing a 300, 400, 500 again this season. And I know there were issues with Tommy, but I loved him. I would never have moved him. It seems like they make these moves, and even though they have replacements and some are really good, are they getting equal value for the talent they're giving up? It doesn't appear to be that way. I mean, wouldn't you love to have Tommy Pham every day in center field?
Absolutely. The whole Tommy Pham thing and where the team was when he was traded, I still thought, like, man, Tommy Pham is like just a catalyst for a lot. And I always liked that too. And I was sad to see him go. And when he got to Tampa, he said, like, look, people don't come to the games. I used to play before 40,000 people. They need to get their act together. He hadn't even played a game. And I said, like, damn, Tommy Pham, he didn't change.
He doesn't back off. Right. No, he tells you what he thinks. There's no question about that. Yeah, and he doesn't care what you like it or don't like it.
Right.
You know?
And he's helping Tampa put together a season just like last year that town should be proud of. Because, boy, you talk about getting the most out of the guys you got. That's going on in Tampa.
Yeah, I think of the two trades, you look at the Pham one as the one you regret a little bit.
Right.
Because the Voit trade, two things. Number one, where was he going to play in St. Louis? Because he had Matt Carpenter playing first at the time, even though Goldschmidt wasn't here. And Voit wasn't going to play ahead of Matt Carpenter first. And the other thing is the way he swings, his swing is perfect for Yankee Stadium. I mean, he hits a lot of home runs at Yankee Stadium. There'll be fly balls on the warning track at Busch. So I'm not taking anything away from Luke Voit. He's been a great fit for them, and I'm happy for his success. But I just don't think that would have happened in St. Louis.
And it would not have happened this year unless people got hurt for the Yankees. He wouldn't have been playing. But he said, like, hey, dude, everybody's hurt. You have to play. And he put together an all-star season.
Well, I don't know. After what he did last year, I think he went to spring training with a good chance to win the job. I'm not saying it was handed to him.
Right.
But, gosh, I mean, he was the real impetus why the Yankees got there, I think. So. And do you think Pham is going to just continue to have this magnificent career? And
I think you never know. I mean, he's 31 now. I mean, mm-hmm. In that range. So I mean, he's about to that point where we've talked about with there just seems to be a drop off in your performance. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can keep it up. But he certainly had a good start to his Tampa Bay career.
What about Carpenter? Is this who he is now, or do you think he's?
That's a million-dollar question.
Yeah,
I don't know. He can put together another 6 weeks like he did, at the end of last year, help keep the Cardinals in contention. He'll be like a hero again. At some point, if I run the team, I'm like, the bottom line is we haven't been to the playoffs in a number of seasons now. And if we don't get there this year, then I have to look and say, like, all right, if somebody wants him, somebody can have him.
And Rob, among other things, if you look at their two corner infielders, and then you look at our two corner infielders. I mean, isn't that the reason why one team's in first place?
Who's two corner infielders we're talking about?
The Chicago Cubs.
Oh. Well, they're certainly playing better than the Cardinals two guys right now. Yeah, I mean, I still like Goldschmidt. I mean, I know he hasn't played up to the level that we expected him to play after the trade, but it's still, again, kind of a big picture point of view. I always kind of discount the first year a guy has in a new city and also the first year under a new contract. Because there's just so many transitions, and it's so tough to play this game when things are, and I'm not saying unsettled, but just different than what you're used to and getting used to the new thing. And I just think you're going to see maybe toward the end of the season and certainly next year, I think you're going to see the Paul Goldschmidt that we expect.
Right. And coming from two people who moved a lot during our careers,
yeah.
You hit the ground, like you say, running, but it takes time to actually settle down and be part of.
And I also think he suffered, whether he was hitting second or third, didn't matter. I think he's the victim of what other people were doing around him in the lineup.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I didn't, and I know other people say this too. I didn't like to lead off and be the first guy to bat in the games, when we were the visiting team, because I was always at bat and nobody was on base. And I was, and if I was expecting that to happen, if I was, hitting, second or third in the lineup, and no one was ever on, that would change. I think that changes Goldschmidt's entire, you know, outlook. And the score is you're losing 2-1 or you're up 2-1 or something like that, and you're up to bat and there's one out and there's nobody on and two outs, nobody on. You're trying to hit a home run. You like, I could get a single to right, and maybe Ozuna gets a hit behind me or whoever's batting behind me. But right now we could really use an extra base hit, a home run.
And especially when we've talked about the Cardinals having trouble to string three or four hits together in an inning. You know, they just haven't been able to do that.
Right.
So I think that's your mentality, too, when you're up there to bat.
Marcell Ozuna contract extension is never even brought up. It seems like a done deal. He's not going to be back. But what do the Cardinals do about that? I mean, they have a tough enough time getting a productive center fielder and right fielder most of the time.
You got to let him go. You cannot pay him the kind of money he's going to ask for.
Well, okay. If you do, then you have the worst outfielder in the Major League Baseball. And that's not a lie. I mean, you're talking, unless Fowler, you know, has a second-half surge and you see Bader showing some signs of light, but you're talking O'Neill's your fourth.
No.
And you have, I mean, or O'Neill's your starter. You have Bader and Fowler.
I think you have two guys that could be the starting left fielder next year here if Ozuna's not here, and neither one of them are named Tyler O'Neill. It's Lane Thomas and Dylan Carlson. You know, Dylan's tearing up Double-A Springfield. 20 years old, one of the youngest players in the league. Just made the All-Star team. He's like fifth in the league in OPS. I mean, he's the real deal. And I think Lane Thomas, if he had a chance to play regularly, would be a really good, solid out.
But could you really go into a season with two guys who've never done it in the big leagues, a question mark offensively in center field and a question offensively in right field, and say we're going to beat the Chicago Cubs?
Well, that's where you get your mid-level free agent maybe next winter to get you a year to get these young guys up here.
Yeah,
Something like that.
What I would also do with Ozuna is I'd make him the qualifying offer. And let him turn it down, you know, the $17 million, whatever it is, for a one-year contract. And then, you know, if he does leave, then you get the draft pick. And if he doesn't and he accepts the offer and comes back, great, we got him for one more year. Do it again.
Right. But I think he'll ask for more.
Oh, sure.
And he will. I think somebody is, and I won't say foolish enough, I think his agent and himself could say I was hurt in 2018, and I got it back together in 2019, and I'm worth $22, $23 million a year. I wouldn't pay it. I've seen him play. I wouldn't pay it, but, you know, that's like going rate in Major League Baseball.
And also, you know this well enough, Frank, to know that I'm really high on Cardinal prospects. I mean, I spend time watching them, talking to them in the minor leagues, and I'm really high on both those kids. I think, yes, you may not necessarily say that they're household names or that they're expected to be, you know, 2020 type players or whatever their first year in the big leagues, but they can play.
Now, trade deadlines, far from, you know, it's still quite a bit away, so you don't know where the Cardinals will be lined up. I'm not saying they will trade Ozuna, but if they decide, what is the market value? Is it because you see, you know, the elite closers come around this time, get a top prospect like Chapman did, and, you know, for Gleyber Torres. Not saying you're going to get that type of talent, but you talk about the Cardinals not gaining value from their assets. I mean, you talk about the last three or four trades they've gotten fleeced on. I'm wondering what the market value, what the asking price would be for a team that's a Marcell Ozuna away from a deep run in the playoffs. Is it a prospect? Is it an everyday player? I mean, I
think it all depends on what teams you're talking about and what their needs are. Okay. You know, I mean, the two clubs immediately come to mind that need outfielders are Cleveland and San Francisco, and they're not going to the playoffs, so they're not going to make a trade.
But if you're the Cardinals, you can't move Ozuna.
Yeah, I
strategically, it may make sense down the road, but you got a chance to make the playoffs.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you're still in it, that's one of those.
And they'll
still be
in it
5 weeks from now. Well, let's say you're exactly where you were 8-9 games out of first place at the trade deadline. Now, last year, they made it up. This year, do you want to play that game again? If you really could get somebody for Ozuna, heck yeah. And it'll be a team that somebody probably gets hurt. I would say, like, we don't – the future holds what the future holds. If I'm really in it and one of my outfielders
or
got
a
hurt,
team like Minnesota or somebody that you didn't expect to be there that all of a sudden looks at the big picture and say, hey, you know what? We could actually win this thing.
Right. So let's get him after this year. Who cares where he goes?
You, Rob, since you actually go to Peoria – and Springfield and Memphis, give me the one guy that you would bet BJ's sons on, your grandkids on, that this guy will be a big-time major league player.
Dylan Carlson.
And he is who at the next level? What would his numbers be like, or what player does he remind you of?
I think he just could be a very good, you know, everyday major league outfielder, hit 20 to 25 home runs, drive in 100 runs, hit 300.
Wow.
Steal potential of 20 bases, all-star player.
Awesome. Men, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thanks,
hey,
Frank.
Quit comparing the Cardinals right now stolen bases with the 80s. I heard that last night, I believe, on your station. I'm not sure about that. Like, running bases like the 80s. Like,
Well said. Alvin Reed, Rob Raines will take a short timeout. Chris Francois next.